It's film study time on Vikings Game Plan. We're all super excited for the Monday night football game against the New Orleans Saints. This is Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network, former player and coach for the Vikings. Saints offense, really good.
It is, and they have a lot of tools. And what we're going to take a look at is how they're integrating their new piece to the puzzle, and that's Adrian Peterson, what he brings to the offense, what they're trying to do with Drew Brees to take advantage of his presence in the backfield.
Be mindful of this. Mike Zimmer, coach of the Vikings early in the week, said this game is not about Adrian Peterson. It's about slowing this really good offense, but we start with former Viking Adrian Peterson.
Paul, in this case, you have Adrian behind a fullback, and that was something that we saw year in, year out, with the fullback, without the fullback. One of the things, though, that the Texans do a really nice job of here is making sure that Adrian doesn't get ahead of steam. This is just a straight-up ISO play, right? Fullback through the gap, Adrian right behind him. You'd like to see him get ahead of steam and go through there. But defensively, they're very stout up front, a lot like our guys up front, able to now that hole freezes. You take a look here and you look at what Adrian sees. He sees nothing. And just like Adrian did before, when he comes into a hole and he sees a linebacker here, and his own man really filling that hole there, he's going to want to jump cut and get outside. And what that does is it slows him and starts him. You want to get him to stop and start, stop and start.
Yep.
And once you get him moving sideways like this, now the rest of the pressure can get in there and get in on the tackle. So the Texans did a wonderful job of just being physical up front. So now you remove.
It's still so weird seeing him in those colors, though.
It is. The same number. Same number. But now they want to get some individual one-on-one blocking. So this is kind of like a quick trap up the middle. You get the lineman. The guard comes right up to the linebacker. Block down. Influence. Try to get outside. Try to kick out the underneath guy. But nice job on the outside with pursuit. But again, this is the key, is the defensive lineman holding their point, holding the point of block and getting across. And that way Adrian doesn't necessarily have a clear lane to cut through and get back, and it allows pursuit from the outside to get to him. Mm. So you want to keep Adrian going sideways and not downhill. So the other ways that they're going to integrate Adrian is, you see, they line up an empty. But when you watch all the underneath guys. He's coming downhill. He's coming downhill. He's coming downhill. The safety's coming down. Everybody is going after him, and they're going to use that to free up a crosser across the middle. So this is just basic football, being able to say, hey, if you're going to go chase Adrian all over the field, I mean, look at this. You have four Texans in this square right here, and there's not a single guy from New Orleans except for him.
That's their best player, Michael Thomas.
And they're just, boom, right across. Michael Thomas, Ted Ginn, two very, very capable receivers, very quick. And Drew Brees, as soon as he gets to the top of his drop, turns his back on the defense, and this is what Drew Brees does as well, if not better than any quarterback that I've seen, his ability to turn his back on the defense, get right to the top of his drop, and knows right where to deliver the football, and not put it where the defender is, but right behind him. So that's a heck of a throw, right in the back pocket where it needs to be for the catch, and then almost the first down. So we're seeing what the Texans did to slow Adrian Peterson down, and now we're seeing what, okay, here are the next steps. If you guys are looking too hard at Adrian, we have plan B and plan C put in place.
Now, that's Mark Ingram.
You run the counter. You get the guys to run. You get the linebackers to step up. You can see it right here. All these Texans are all moving up inside.
Jeez.
So they want to get it outside. And now you've got a guy with speed. This corner down here, he's chasing this route way too low. Because before, what happened?
J.J. Watt caught up in the trash.
Exactly. They beat him earlier on the receiver crossing, so the corner's squeezing it too much. He doesn't see the puller. Bam. Nice job by the defensive end to at least get him to turn back inside, but there's no pursuit. Normally, you get him to cut back into the pursuit. Boom, 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 and you got him tackled.
Yeah.
But Ginn is pretty shifty.
Ooh.
So you got to bring more than one man to the party, because he gives some yards to gain some yards. He gets outside.
Look at Ingram lead the way.
Ingram leading the way the whole way. Look at that. Key block to get another, key block to get another 20 yards. I think they might have called that one back. But
I think Jadeveon Clowney missed five tackles on that play.
On a single play. Credit to him for hustling, but at the same time, this is how they're using the run game and building off of it. Now, defensively, this is your guy right here, Paul. Cameron Jordan, right? Yep. You've got to know where he is at all times.
New linebacker, A.J. Klein, pretty good, too.
He is very good. It's more than one guy in this situation. You take this inside lineman, and he's the penetrator.
Yep.
To try to tie this guy up. He's setting up the tackle to loop back inside, and then they'll have somebody coming on the outside. So this is all the offensive lineman having to pass people off. But look at this. Great penetration.
Nice
he
job.
Knows he's got to beat the center around.
Wow.
Gets his hands up. Almost gets the sack. But
that's
you get hands
play.
In the face of the quarterback, bat the ball down. That's a very, very nice play. So from a stunt standpoint, they're going to come at you from a lot of different angles. Now, in this case, you have him outside really one-on-one on the tackle. We know that this is Remmers. Okay, so Remmers is going to have his work cut out for him, and I think this is a matchup that the Saints are going to think is in their favor.
Yeah.
But this is what Cameron Jordan can do, a one-on-one. Comes up, gets the offensive lineman to settle, and then he's got him. Got the hands, but watch the strength. Watch the strength. This is a 300-plus pound lineman that he's able to get the right hand and the right foot in the dirt right there. See that? Right foot in the dirt, right hand in there on that shoulder, able to just tip this guy, almost knock him over, and then get underneath and then get to the quarterback. So the offensive linemen are definitely going to have their work cut out for him when it comes to figuring out Cameron Jordan and where he's going to end up. So this defense is going to be good. You would think that the Vikings and the Saints, high-scoring game. I think it might go the other way. I think this thing might be a low-scoring game. I see our defense keeping the big play off the board, and that's what you have to do against Drew Brees because they don't have the patience to just five-yard dink and dunk. And they want to go deep eventually, and if we can survive that like we have, if we could survive that, then I think it's going to be a low-scoring type of game. And don't expect the offense to put up 50 against a squad that's this talented.